here in Hollywood than you probably realize. Soon, just outside of Hollywood, a community complete in itself will be built. A community that will provide a home for the less fortunate men and women of the motion picture industry, who, because of some quirk of fate, can no longer provide for themselves. And we owe all this to the Gulf Theater. But the money that would ordinarily go to the stars who appear here, Gulf gives instead to the Motion Picture Relief Fund. So as we start our third season, I want to thank the Gulf people and all the stars who have helped make the Gulf Theater our theater. I'm proud to be associated with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene Herschel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our first production of the season, we bring you Margaret Sullivan, James Stewart, and Frank Morgan in The Shop Around the Corner.
Shop Around the Corner, they call this story. And do you know whose shop? Matuszek and Company, novelties and leatherware. Best of its kind in Budapest. It really is. Wonderful values at all times. In fact, I don't know how Matuszek and Company does it.
Just a moment, please. Who are you?
Me? Well, I'm Matuszek.
Oh.
Yes, well, anyhow, it all happened in my store. Practically all. That's why I'm telling it. Well, this is the story of two young people of whom I'm very fond, Clara and Martin. Clara is very attractive, yes. She's most attractive. And an excellent sales girl. But Martin and Clara haven't gotten on at all from the very first day she came to work for me. Professional jealousy on Martin's part, because no head clerk likes to have an assistant, especially such a pretty assistant, outsell him.
Oh, Miss Novak, whatever became of those musical cigarette boxes that nobody ever buys?
I just sold the last one, Mr. Martin.
Oh. Can I show you something, madam?
No, thank you. I prefer to have the young lady wait on me.
Oh. Well, I've had a pretty good day. My sales come to exactly 176 kronen.
My sales come to 250 kronen.
Oh.
Yeah, you can easily see how these little occurrences would hardly make for a beautiful friendship. But all this didn't seem very important to Martin these days. He had something else on his mind. Martin was living in a romantic plane, far above the everyday routine of Matuszek and Company. I found that out one day when I chanced to overhear him talking with a fellow clerk named Pirovich.
Nice,
Pirovich.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a letter from a girl. Now listen. My heart was trembling as I walked into the post office. And there you were, lying in box 237. And I took you out of your envelope and read you. I read you right there. Oh, dear friend. Oh, what is all this?
Well, you see, I was looking through the ads in the Sunday paper and I got on the wrong page. And I ran across this ad. Here, let me show it to you, see?
Modern girl wishes to correspond on cultural subjects anonymously with intelligent, sympathetic young man. Address, dear friend, post office 15, box 237.
Now, we've exchanged four letters, and Pirovich, she's no ordinary girl. Now, listen to this. Are you tall or short? Are your eyes brown? Are they blue? Now, don't tell me. What does it matter so long as our minds meet?
All right. That is beautiful.
Yes, now listen. What are men and women for but to rise above the stupid necessities of the eight-hour day?
That sounds very nice, Martin, but you really should...
Oh, excuse me, Pirovich. Miss Novak, where do you think you're going?
I'm going home, Mr. Martin. It's 6 o'clock.
It's 6:05. This store does not close for another 5 minutes. I'm afraid, Miss Novak, that you don't take your work very seriously.
Oh, don't I?
No, and I don't like your attitude.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Yes, and while I think of it, I don't like the clothes you've been wearing in the store. For instance, that yellow blouse with the light green dots you had on yesterday.
A green blouse with light yellow dots. Everybody else thought it was very becoming.
Yes.
And well, I don't remember that I ever remarked about your neckties. And believe me, Mr. Martin, if you think I couldn't say anything about your neckties, so I'll thank you to leave my blouse alone. It's none of your business.
Well, I'm very sorry, but Mr. Matuszek seems to think it is my business.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm working under you. Well, from now on, I'll telephone you every morning, describe just exactly what I'm going to wear. And before I select my next season's wardrobe, my dressmaker will submit samples for you.